Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Once again, we are in the house of the Lord. And it is time for the message of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, because you have gathered everyone here this morning to do something special in our lives. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Glorify yourself, Lord, this morning in the message of the Lord. And Lord, let the people's needs be met in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And as always, Lord, the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah. Bring that light into every heart this morning and into every life. In Jesus' name we pray. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, the Lord is good. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him this morning? Do you love the Lord? Anybody love the Lord this morning? Let me hear you shout. Shout the Lord. Shout unto the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now this morning, the message. Power for the faint. Strength for the weak. How many of you can say amen to that? Oh yes, the Lord, he gives power to the faint. And he actually will increase the strength of those that are weak and are weary. Now let's start this morning at Isaiah chapter 40. And I'm going to start at verse 25. Isaiah 40 and verse 25. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out by their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, there is not one that faileth. Now all of the things that God has set out there in the universe, till this day, he spoke only one time. And the sun and the moon, the Bible says, they looked unto him and they were enlightened. Even the sun, he gets his glory from the Lord. You know, and one commandment, just one word. And he puts it in his place and you say, son, you stand over there and give light. Let them be for signs and for seasons. Until this day, it is the same. Why sayest thou, O Jacob? Hallelujah. And this seems like the word of the Lord, you know, this morning to some of you. Why is it, are you saying that, you know, my way is hid from the Lord? You know, why do you think that the Lord has forgotten you and so forth? Why do you think that your judgment is passed over? Hast thou not known? And hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not? How many of you can say amen to that?
Hallelujah.
He is neither weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. Now he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Now, notice the words that the Bible uses. You know, there's a reason for everything that he says. He giveth power to the faint, and even to them that have no might. He doesn't only just give, but he actually increases their strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to find out how that happens here this morning. Even the youths, shall be faint and be weary. You know, so if you trust in your strength, you say, well, you know, I'm a young man, I mean, I've got all this energy and so forth. There's going to be times that you think that's no match for the strength that comes from the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Now, the youth shall utterly, you know, shall be faint and weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And if you like the sound of that, you are free to say amen.
Amen.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now when the Lord, when he does something, he does it well. Oh, the Bible says that everything he made was beautiful in his time. In his own devil and sin and disobedience that came in and corrupted the glory of God in man. But, you know, this morning we're going to see how the Lord, now some of you, you know, you pay attention to this message because the Lord, you know, he has something that he wants to do for you here this morning. Now, the Lord, he said to Paul, the apostle, in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9, he said to Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. And my strength is made perfect even in your weakness. Now, there are some of you here this morning, and even like the young man that testified and so forth, you know, how the Lord has brought him out of all his trouble. Well, you know, the weight of the world, they'll push you down many times and so forth. You know, but the Lord is going to give you a victory and a new song this morning. How many of you can say amen? Hallelujah. So he said to Paul, he said, look, my grace is sufficient for you. And my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Now God, he specializes in showing his glory when we are at our weakest point. You know, when you can do it yourself, well, you know, maybe you won't give the Lord the glory. You know, so maybe he'll just hide himself. Remember the message, how God hides himself. You know, so he might hide himself when, you know, you don't, you know, you feel like you've got the power, you've got the strength to do it. You know, but when you come to your wit's end, and then when you cry out to the Lord, amen. Oh, then there he is with his mercy. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, here's what happens to people because of adversity. Your strength might actually weaken. And even sometimes people have faith and so forth. But when adversity strikes, when the devil blindsides you, you know, then all of a sudden, your strength might become weak. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 10, it says, if you faint in the day of adversity, it means that your strength is small. Well, that's what happens to most people. They do faint because of adversity. When adversity comes upon you, and I'm going to read something to you in the Bible this morning that may describe the situation of some of you in here this morning. And then we're going to see what the Lord is going to do for you. But when the adversity comes, people think that, oh my goodness, you know, that your whole world is caving in and so forth. Oh, you know, hallelujah, because that's the time that the glory of God and bring you out of it. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You got nowhere else to go when you're at the bottom already. You know, there's only one way to go but up when you're at the bottom. Can you say amen to that? Amen. That's right. Now, Psalm 102. And this is what the Lord wanted me to read to some of you here this morning, because this scripture right here might be the way that some of you are feeling this morning. But let's see what the Lord is going to do for you. I'm going to start in Psalm 102 and verse 3. For my days are consumed like smoke. Some of you might resemble that remark. You may think this morning that your days are like smoke, that your bones are burned as something that you throw in the fire. You may think this morning that your heart, you say, my heart is smitten and withered like the grass. So I even forget to eat my bread. Now, have you ever been in a situation like that, that you have so much affliction that even your appetite goes away from you? Even if you have food, you cannot eat because there's affliction and there's adversity and there's all of these problems around you. And you feel, you know, it says, by reason of the voice of my groaning, even my bones, they are clinging to my skin, you know. You are afflicted. You have all these troubles. You have distress. And because of your groanings, even do you feel like your bones are clinging to your stick? You know, you say, I'm like a pelican, you know, of the wilderness. I look like an owl. You know, man, that's beautiful. I look like an owl, you know, in the desert and so forth. You know, I watch as a lonely sparrow on top of the house. You know, do you feel alone? Do you feel dejected? Do you feel that God has departed from you? Do you feel that there is no hope? Well, I've got news for you this morning. There is hope. Yeah. Amen. And we're going to see what the Lord is going to do for you. Now, he said, even my enemies reproach me all the day, you know, and they that are mad against me, sworn, they swear against me and all of that. He said, I have eaten ashes like bread, you know, and mingled my drink with sighing and sorrow and all of these things, weeping because of the indignation of thy wrath, you know. So, you know, you think that, you know, everything is turned against you. Oh, no. The Lord has a way that he's going to pull you up out of it all. He said, for thou hast, you know, lifted me up and you cast me down. You say, well, I used to be up, but now I'm down, you know, and I don't know where this is all headed and so forth like that. And everything looks so gloomy. He said, when your days feel like that shadow that declines, and your life is like the grass that is withering away, you know, he said, God will have an answer for you if you reach out to him. How many of you can say amen? Amen? That's right. Your days may feel like the shadow here this morning. You know, you may feel like your life is withering, you know, in front of you and so forth like that. Or you have some challenges or some things like that you have tried and nothing seems to be working. And you are at your wit's end and you don't know, you know, which way to turn. You don't know if God is going to hear you or not. Well, let me give you some good news this morning. Amen? Let me give you some good news this morning. If you want to hear some good news, say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read this good news from Job chapter 14. And I'm going to give you the good news of what God is going to do and how he brings it, you know, and how he will bring you out of all your distress this morning. Job chapter 14 and verse 7. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again.
Amen.
Amen. When the tree is cut down, there is hope that it will sprout again. And when the tender branches thereof, you know, when those tender branches, when they cease and so forth, there is hope for that tree again. He said, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, he says, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Now notice what he said. He said, when a tree is cut down, there is hope for it. There is hope that it will sprout again. There is hope that even the tender branch thereof will not cease. You know, there's a way that God will bring that branch back out again, even though it be cut down. You know, and he said, even though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water. You know, there is a refreshing that God is bringing to you here this morning.
Amen.
This message is like the scent of water. When your tree seems like it's cut down, when your root seems like it's rotting in the ground, you know, God is telling you through this message this morning that there is yet hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is hope.
Amen.
Through the scent of water, that it will bud again and will bring forth boughs like a plant. How many of you can say amen?
Amen?
There is hope, no matter what your situation is, that there is a refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. And this is the message that I want to give you this morning, that your strength is in the Lord.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. The Lord gave this promise and he said, I am going to help you. But the first thing he says is, fear not, for I am with thee. Be thou not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Can you say amen to that? The Lord promised that he will help you and he will strengthen you. He gives strength even to those that are weak and weary. When their strength is fading, the Lord will not only give strength, but actually increases their strength. And then, you know, for those who are fainting, the Lord will give them power. And there is hope that the tree will come back again, even though it be cut down. Now, he says here in Psalm 18, and I'm going to read some of these verses from the psalmist. Because I love to read the stories of David. And those of you that hear me preach here all the time, you know that I love the stories of David. Because he knew how to walk that faith. And he knew how to get a hold of the Lord no matter what's against him. Amen?
Amen.
Now we're going to read some of the things that David said and how he latched on to the Lord to get his strength in the days when things were not going so good. You know. So let's start here at Psalm 18. And I'm going to read the first couple of verses of Psalm 18. And let's see what David said and how he put it, you know, for us to get encouragement the same way that David, he got encouragement, you know, in his time of difficulties and challenges. Psalm 18 and verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Right away, he calls the Lord his strength. Now, the Lord, he will be to you whatever you think he can be. How many of you can say amen? If you say, the Lord is my rock and my shield and my defense, then he will be exactly that. If you say, the Lord is my healer, you know, then he will heal you of every sickness and every disease. How many of you can say amen? And if you say, the Lord is my strength, and if you say, he's my glory and the lifter up of my head, then he will be your glory. And he will lift up your head, even when your head should be bowed down. You know, whatever you say, I call the Lord. He will do for you. And Moses, David, he knew how to do that. He knew how to get the Lord stirred up on his behalf. In fact, if you read the rest of this psalm, you will see how after he got a hold of the Lord stood up on his behalf. The Lord even blasted with his nostrils. Oh, hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Now let's see what David has to say. He said, the Lord is my rock. Can you say with me, the Lord is my rock? And he is my fortress. He's my deliverer. My God. My strength. In whom I will trust. He's my buckler. And the horn of my salvation. And my high tower. Woo! The Lord is my strength. He is my deliverer. But when you are down and almost out, you get a hold of the Lord. And he will pull you out. Hallelujah. He will deliver you from the miry clay. And he will set your feet on that rock to stay. And he will put a new song in your mouth to sing. Glory, hallelujah, to the name of the Lord. Yes, that's what the Lord will do for you. He says, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Oh my. When the adversaries, when they come up against you to eat your flesh, when you know how to get a hold of the Lord and say, the Lord is my strength, they will stumble and fall.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, let's see some of these other verses that the psalmist said in Psalm 27. He says, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength. Now notice the strength. We're talking of God being your strength. Giving strength, power to you when you are faint. Increasing your strength when you are weak and almost giving up. The Lord is my strength, he said, of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they came up to eat my flesh, they stumbled. I fell. You listen to the sister's testimony. He said, they can't go against me, but they stumbled and fell. Amen?
Yes.
Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
Yes.
Though war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Of course, he had a testimony. Now, oh my. You know, so you begin to get a hold of the Lord this morning. No matter what your situation, I'm going to read a few more verses of David's testimony. And then let's see what the Lord is going to do for us here this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 28. And I'm going to read verses 7 through 9. Psalm 28, he said again, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Amen? Oh yes. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. Oh my. He said, the Lord is the Lord your strength this morning. Now if you will choose the Lord not only as your strength but your chief joy this morning, he will pull you out. No matter what you are into, no matter how you got there, it could be of your own foolishness, it could be a devil that blindsided you, it could be whatever, but the Lord, he will deliver you.
Amen.
Amen. He said the Lord is their strength and he is their saving strength of his anointed. Are you anointed of the Lord this morning? Do you know that the Lord is your saving strength? Well, if you haven't known the Lord Jesus as that saving strength, there is room for you at the cross in here this morning. Amen? That's right. Right in here this morning. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but right now. Today is a day of salvation. If you get a hold of the Lord today, you will see the glory of the Lord. He says here, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, even in the time of economic whatever, feed them also and lift them up forever.
Yes.
Amen. And the Lord will do that for you this morning. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? In the book of Psalm 46 and verses 1 through 3, we continue with David's testimony. And here's what he's going to say again about God being very present with you at all times. Here's the way he puts it. He said, God is our refuge and strength. Oh my. A very present help in trouble. The young man, he said he was, you know, thrown in jail and so forth like that, and he got a hold of God. God is closer than your strength. I mean, than your very breath. He is your strength at all times. He is closer to you than the very breath of your nostrils. Hallelujah. If you can get a hold of the Lord, he will deliver you. He said, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, Oh no. You know, he says, even though the mountains shake with the swellings thereof, you know, he says, we shall not be troubled, because the Lord, he will bring me to the still waters. He will lead me to the green pastures. He will say, peace, be still, and he will rebuke the storm on your behalf. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And we are fixing to rebuke some storms here this morning. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh, he said, hear ye the word of the Lord today. He sent me here with this word for you this morning. And I'm going to give it to you straight out of the scriptures, because he gave it to me and told me to read it to you this morning. Isaiah chapter 35 is a word, a special word for you this morning. And there is somebody in here this morning that is shouting the praise already in their heart. Hallelujah. Is somebody shouting the praise in their heart this morning? Hallelujah. Are you ready for the power of God to set you free? Hallelujah. Isaiah 35 and verse 3. He said, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. In here this morning, say to them that are of a fearful heart because of whatever you are going through. Perhaps the fear and the distress, and you feel like your days are weary like a shadow, and your life is withering like the grass, and all of these things that we read. He said, say to them this morning, be strong and fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Oh, and a God with a recompense. And he will come and he will pull you out. How many of you can say amen to that? Oh, he's going to save you. He is going to absolutely save you this morning. And he told me again, he said, comfort ye, my people, this morning. Say unto them that warfare, oh, that warfare is accomplished. Isaiah 40 and verse 1 and verse 2. So say to them this morning, it is of the Lord. You know, it is the battle, it's for the Lord. And he will take care of it. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. Oh yes, the Lord, he will take care of the battle. It is his, and he will pull you out. Now listen to this. He also wanted me to read this to you this morning. In Isaiah 51 and verse 11. Some of you have fallen from where God wanted you to be. He put you, he made you to ride upon your high places like Mount Zion. But through iniquity or through adversity or through problems of the world and so forth, you fell from the glory of God. You know. But today, there is hope. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is reaching out his hand. Say, take my hand. Say, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. Hallelujah. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Isaiah 51 and 11. You are going to return to the place that God intended for you to be. How many of you can say amen to that? Amen. And you will come with singing unto Zion. That is your high place that God has positioned you, seated with Christ in heavenly places. And there shall be everlasting joy upon your head. You will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Amen. How many of you can give the Lord a hand clap for that? Yes. Hallelujah. Oh yes, he said, the Lord, he will bring you back to the place that he intended for you to be. Now, I want to tell you this morning, if you need God's help in here this morning, you say, my life is like a shadow. My tree has been cut down. The root is rotting and there is no, you know, there is no strength in me. The Lord said, I will be your strength this morning. You know, and there is hope, because the scent of water coming into you through this message of hope, you know, will let you know that God, you know, all he needs is a little faith from you for you to reach out your hand and say, Lord, help me, and he will lift you up. Stand to your feet this morning and let's pray together. I want everybody on your feet this morning as we go into prayers. Now, I want you to take a step of faith here this morning. You say, I need a breakthrough. I need a miracle from the Lord. I am down. I am almost out. Now, let me tell you this. You know, that devil may have knocked you down, but you are not out yet. Amen. That's the reason you are here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you heard me say it many times, a good boxer and a good fighter, they can knock him down, but he can get out and he might still win that bout. Because you see, his corner will say, get up! Get up! And now he may struggle to his feet, and the next thing you know, he might gather his courage, reload that faith, Remember the passage a few months ago? Faith reloaded. He might reload that faith, and then he'll go out and he'll win the victory. Because somebody is in his corner saying, get up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is in your corner this morning.
Amen.
And I am in your corner this morning.
Amen.
And the Bible says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Now, if you have faith, let's make a threefold cord this morning. Yourself, the Lord, and me. And let's see what the Lord will do. Because he is in your corner. And he's saying, get up. Don't give up. The Lord is saying to you this morning. He's saying, lift up your head. And I will come in. Oh yes. If you want that big living and activating word of deliverance for you this morning. You are here. Maybe your situation is you lost your job. You lost your home. Maybe you even lost your family. You know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter to the Lord. He has a reason that he brings these messages. And today is the day that God begins a turnaround for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Yeah, that sounds good. Hallelujah. Now, I invite you, come and let's believe the Lord together. If you are in the house and that's you, and you feel that your life is withering away, and your life looks like the shadow of the grass, and it's withering away, come in here, especially the new people that are here this morning for the first time. If you want the Lord to do something for you, don't be shy. You are already in the house of God. You might as well get full advantage of it. You know, come and let's believe the Lord together. Take a step of faith, and let's see what the Lord will do for you. The Bible says, my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. This is the house of prayer. When you come into the house of God, this is a time that God will do something for you. Now, I know that many of you who were in the deliverance meeting last weekend, the Lord already took care of all of that. You know, I know that. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. And that's for all of our regular people and the people that came and so forth. But if you were not in those meetings and you are here for the first time, or you are hearing this kind of message for the first time, then you can come forward and let's see what the Lord will do for you. Now I'm going to invite you again. Come forward. And that young man that gave his testimony, I want you to come. I'm going to pray for you this morning. You know, I want somebody else to come, you know, that you want God to do something for you. And then you gave a powerful testimony. And the Lord, you know, the Lord is calling you. And he doesn't want you to go back into that, back and forth and so forth. You know, he doesn't want you to. He wants you to serve the Lord. He wants you to serve the Lord. How many of you can say, ye shall serve the Lord?
Ye shall serve the Lord.
That's right. You will serve the Lord. You know, the Bible says, you will cling unto him. You will cling unto the Lord. You will wholly follow him with all your heart. That's right. That's what we want you to do this morning. Now, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to believe God for you. You already gave a testimony, and you put the devil to shame already this morning. Hallelujah. You put the devil to shame already this morning. Now, there are a cloud of witnesses here. I want you to seal that testimony and say, I will serve the Lord.
I will serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's right. Now, I'm going to pray for you. And the Lord is going to give you the strength. In the days when your strength is weak, the Bible says the Lord giveth strength to those that are weak. He gives power to the faint. There will be days that you feel that you can't do it, and the devil will want to take you back to that life of sin. You will say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. That's what he will say. I pray and rebuke all the spirit of the world from you this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord, he set you free completely. And the Lord ratify your testimony. Write it in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And what's your name, young lady?
Shamir.
Oh yes, Lord. You want the Lord to do something for you too. Right? And you guys are together.
Yes.
I see that you're holding hands. Well, Lord, move upon Shamir also, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, do you love the Lord?
I love God.
Do you love the Lord?
I love
God. Do you want to serve him?
Yes, I do.
Say, let these people hear.
I love the Lord and I want to serve the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you say, is it that simple? Why, sure. But he will give you the strength. And he will give you the grace. It's not exactly that simple, because you must make a commitment. You can't just come and sign your name on the register and say no. You, because the devil is going to fight you. But you got to make a commitment. You got to say, I am determined to follow the Lord. I don't care what the world and so forth like that. I am going to follow the Lord. And you will never lose when you follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, look at these young folks, Lord. They love you. And we can see the brightness of God coming into your life. I rebuke the darkness in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We praise. Now, I want you to get a hold of the Lord and follow him. Completely with your heart. You know, the Bible says, how shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed, O Lord, according to your word. That's how you cleanse your ways. You can't do it by yourself. You can't do it by just, you know, standing up and say, I'm going to do it. No, the devil put you down. You know, but by the strength of the Lord, by hiding his word in your heart, then you have that victory. Because the Bible says, the Lord that is in you, is greater than the devil that's in the world. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you folks to stay over here and just rededicate your lives on the altar right there and pray. Now, what do you want the Lord to do for you, sir?
I just want to be pray for steadfastness.
Oh, yes.
Because I love the Lord and I'm excited to be here.
Hallelujah.
I just want for him to strengthen me even more to serve him fully.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Mikael.
Mikael. You know, that sounds like Michael.
Yes.
You know, and you know the name that Michael, you know, that's another name that the Lord, he hides himself under. It is the Lord, our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, help him here this morning. Do you love the Lord?
I love the Lord.
You want the Lord to renew you this morning?
I want the Lord to renew me fully today.
Oh, hallelujah. He said, I want the Lord to renew me fully today. Hallelujah. When you see people bring their lives to the Lord and to the cross, this is worth coming to church.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says there is joy in heaven over one sinner that comes back home.
Hallelujah.
And the backslider, he said, I'm married to them forever. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help my child this morning, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. We rebuke the darkness. And let the light come into his life. In the influences of darkness in his environment and so forth, we rebuke that. We command the devil, depart from him and bother him no more. And let the light of the gospel, the knowledge of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, come into his heart. And let him have joy in you, Lord. The Bible says, there is hope. And I want to tell you this morning, brother, there is hope for you. You know, that message was for you this morning. There's a scent of water that God is bringing into your life, and it's going to do something new. Even though it looks bleak for you right now, trust the Lord. I want you to lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray for you over here. What would you like the Lord to do for you? Oh, you need all kinds of help here this morning. But the Lord is going to help you. Praise the name of Jesus.
Just take care of me and watch over me.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. In every nation, anybody that fears his name, they are accepted of him. Oh, and he came and he said, I want the Lord to take care of me. I want the Lord to help me. Well, that's one prayer that God cannot refuse. A prayer for his help and for his mercy. Lift up your hands this morning. Let's pray together. Lord, loosen him from every affliction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Loosen him this morning, Lord. And help him, Lord Jesus. Help him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says when the light comes in, the darkness must depart. Hallelujah. I command darkness to depart from him. Let the light of God be with him in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, give him an understanding of the love of Christ, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Oh, let him know that the Lord has accepted him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come and pray with me for a minute here. Come and pray here with me. Let's kneel down and hear and pray together. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help him this morning, Lord. Help him this morning, Lord. Losing him from everything, every imagination of the devil to take his soul to hell. We curse that imagination. We bring it down in Jesus' name. The Lord set you free. Bible says, when ye know the truth, the truth shall set you free. Oh, the word of God, the Son of the living God, he is the truth this morning. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. 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 Come on, let's give the Lord some praise up in here this morning. Give the Lord some praise up in here this morning. Give the Lord some praise up in here this morning. Give the Lord some praise up in here this morning. in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I will pray and I will declare the prayer of faith and the word of faith. Now, you can latch on to this anytime you want. And you can go throughout this week and say, I know the Lord is in my corner. And I know Pastor Yado is in my corner. So, and you better believe it. You know, it is 24 hours of the day that we are in your corner. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
That's right. We are in your corner. We are remembering you before the Lord all the time. And the Lord will give you the victory. He will cause your head to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I want everybody to lift up your hands this morning. And let's believe the Lord together. Lord Jesus, look at all the hands that are lifted up. These hands are lifted to you, Lord. Not to man, but unto you. Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. And they have lifted their hands unto you this morning. And Lord, I want you, Lord, to give a special blessing. And Lord, let your favor go with them throughout this week. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now I'm going to invite Fadi to come with your crew from England. We're going to pray for you as you're going this week. Hallelujah. Can the church say amen to that?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, go with them as they go. Yes, they have a testimony. You had a testimony. You rededicated your life to the Lord, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, say it. Let the church hear it.
I just want to see a change in the youth. Because most youth nowadays are always on the streets doing bad things, but I want to be a change. So.
Hallelujah. He said, I want to be a change. Oh, I want to make a difference. And that's what we are saying to our young people. Now, you got a touch from the Lord too, didn't you?
Yes.
Say it. Let the people hear it.
And the Lord taught me how to forgive.
Oh, the Lord taught me how to forgive. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you too? You love the Lord? Praise God. We're going to pray for all of you. Lord Jesus, you go with them, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, the Bible says, the eternal God is your refuge.
Amen.
And underneath are the everlasting arms.
Amen.
So even his everlasting arms will bear up the aircraft as you go. Oh, that is not going to fall into the Hudson River or some other river. He's going to take you on home.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you will arrive safely in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord will be upon you for good.
Amen.
And you will go from glory to glory.
Amen.
Give a lot of praise and the glory here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And everybody says,
yes.